Jesus has a table spread.
Hello, friends. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I welcome you to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. I trust our broadcast will be a real blessing. And now let's come and dine around the Word of God together.
Oh, 'tis sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calls, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time.
And I welcome you to the Gospel Pulpit for this Saturday, February the 28th and Sunday, March 1st. As we get right into the month of March, we certainly thank God for the privilege of being back on radio. Well, I have some things I want to say to you. You know, back this last month of February, we announced our Reaching America project. We've had folks sending in donations, and I really appreciate that. What we're asking is 1,000 people across America to help us $10 a month for the next 1 year, that we might take some radio opportunities on to expand to some other stations. It is not about my ego. It's not about me. But it's about the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I read in the Bible, I was going across the verses this morning. The Bible said the fields are white already unto harvest. And the laborers are few. Amen. And we need to pray that the Lord send laborers in the harvest. But we also need to go ourselves. Amen. So we've got some radio opportunities now that we're going to be taking. And we're looking in the West, maybe in California, and New Mexico, Nebraska, Arizona, and some of those places. Maybe we're going to be able to go. And probably the Northeast, some of the Northeast is going to open up as well. I didn't even realize that, but probably some of that area is going to open up to us as well. So we want to be where we can take on. Now, we don't take on anything we can't pay for. That just wouldn't be right. And so the Lord's good, and I want you to pray about helping us. I want your church to pray about sending maybe a one-time offering. You could help us on this project, Reaching America with the Gospel. Amen. And if you'd like to be one of the 1,000 people at $10 a month, a lot of people are just sending a $120 check, make your check to GBI. Just make it three letters, GBI, and then mail it to GBI, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. Also, you can call our offices and give on the card, the debit or the credit, 336-356-1560 or 336-372-5700. Now, for those of you listening in the WIFM area in Elkin, North Carolina, WKBC, North Wilkesboro, North Carolina, those of you listening in those areas, on March the 17th, Tuesday evening, Lord willing, I will be preaching at the Heaven Bound Baptist Church, North Wilkesboro, North Carolina, Brother Jimmy Settle, the good pastor. We're going to be looking forward to being there in this good meeting. So you pray about that. Now, a lot of dates we don't announce where we are, but this one was booked far enough ahead we're able to say a little something about that. So I appreciate Brother Settle, and he listens to me every Sunday on the radio. Brother Jimmy Settle and Miss Janet, they're faithful, and Brother Jimmy's been pastoring, preaching for years. And God's blessed him and has used him in every church he's ever been in. God's used him, and I appreciate that. Father, now will you take our time together and use it for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, now today we come to message number 36 in the life of David. And if you want any of these messages, write, let us know about that. We'll send them to you. We've got them in, I believe, 7 volumes now of the life of David. 10 sermons. We got 76 of them. We almost got another volume. But anyway, if you want them, you could write us or call us, and they'll be glad to get these out to you. So message number 36 today, and we're looking at Psalm 12. I hope it'll be a blessing as we go there right now. Now we come to message number 36 in the life of David, and we have been looking at Psalm 11. And now we're going to look at Psalm 12 today in this message. So if you have your Bibles, turn them with me to Psalm 12. And these psalms were written, we believe, in the early days of David while Saul was king. Now, our Father, will you bless our message today and use it for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, we begin here in Psalm number 12, and David is writing these psalms and describing the wickedness of the days in which Saul was king. Now let's just begin here at verse number 1. The Bible said, "Help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fall from among the children of men." Now David goes to the Lord here for help. And David is saying, look, help, Lord. He said, for the godly ceaseth, the faithful fall from among the children of men. They fail. There's no faithful people in the lands, what he's saying. Now, the thing is, these days of Saul are kind of like the days of our day. He said the faithful fail from among the children of men. You know, it's hard to find people today that are faithful, people that love the Lord. Now, you can find a lot of people that say they love the Lord, but, you know, I wonder how many people really praise, how many people really read their Bible. Most people use God like a spare tire. You know, they just drag him out when they need him. And we have this charismatical spirit about us today that the Lord's just supposed to rain miracles down from heaven. And I would ask the question, why? You know, why? I mean, we're living in a sinful nation. We're living in a sinful world. The church is, one fellow said, the church is so worldly and the world's got so churchy, you can't tell the difference. And for the most part, a lot of times that's just about true. And so, but the psalmist turned to the Lord. Now, let me just say a word about this. And I don't get me wrong what I'm saying here. I think sometimes people may take wrong my preaching. I am not... In other words, I believe you ought to keep up with what's going on in your nation. I believe that. And I believe that you ought to stand for what's right. And I believe that in a free democracy as we live, I believe you ought to go and vote and do what's right. I think you ought to. And I think this. I believe that we ought to have some Christian people in offices, in our town governments and our state, in our country. Now, somebody would say, well, I believe that the church ought to be totally separate from the state. Well, let me say this to you. This nation was founded upon Christian principles. Our nation was. 44% of our founding fathers' quotes came from the Bible. The Constitution was really built on the Bible. And so I say to you, there's a place. Now, David would later be a king, and there's a place for us to do that. But now let me say this to you. Our help does not come from man, and our help will never come from any politician that will promise great things. Let me say this to you. Until our churches, and I'm just going to say it plain, until our churches get revival, until our churches decide our people, and revival's not something God's just going to drop on a crowd. I think we have the wrong idea about revival. But until our churches live better, until our people decide to get right with God, we're never going to fix this nation. You say, well, preacher, who are you talking to? You. You see, a lot of people think revival's not for them. A lot of people, and by the way, David's day needed reviving. David was the eighth son of Jesse. Ruth was the eighth book of the Bible. And God sent a revival through David to the land. He really sent a spiritual revival through David to the land of Israel. Now, but David goes to God for his help. 2 Chronicles 7:14 still in the Bible. Now, you say, well, preacher, that's talking to Israel. It is. It is by the context of the Scriptures, interpretation, it's talking to Israel. But by application, it can be talking to us. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. That verse is still in the Bible. You got to do some stuff. You see, God's not going to drop some charismatical, emotional movement, and that's not going to fix America. What's going to fix America is people getting right with God, people getting faithful to their Bible again, people getting faithful to church, people getting faithful to prayer. Yes, you're going to have to do something. Yes, you and me. If you want to help America, get right with God. If you want to help America, get close to God. Let me say something. This talk show stuff, if you spend 5 hours a day on the talk show circuit, let me just say to you, you're not helping America. And brother, David's help was from God. David went to God. God, give us some men and women, young people, that will go to God in prayer and say, Lord, help our country. And I'm going to tell you something. If we don't pray, I'm going to throw this in this message right here. If we don't pray for our nation in the next few years, we're not going to have a nation to live in. I'm just going to tell you plainly. Jeremiah was not popular in his day. I've been reading Jeremiah. He wasn't popular in his day. But Jeremiah told of judgment that was coming. And I tell you, our nation's going to fall if we don't get revival. Amen. I'm not going to get into that today, but it's going to fall. Now, David went to the Lord. Now, 1 Timothy chapter number 2, verse 1, Paul said this. He said, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Verse number 2 says, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Now, you know, you say, well, preacher, why in the world should I pray for, why should I pray for America that you lead a quiet and peaceful life? I'm going to tell you something. If God don't send revival to America, some of you right now are raising children that will never grow up in a free society. The communists have just about took this country. And the liberals and the communism and the communistic doctrines have replaced God. One of the marks of communism is to get God out of everything. And brother, they're getting God out of everything now. And I tell you, we'd better put God back in it. Amen. We'd better stand for God. And I pardon my the way of saying things here, but we better have more than social media religion. Amen. Instead of fighting and arguing about little bitty things that don't mean anything, we'd better get right with God and pray and read our Bible and raise our children. And Mom and Daddy, let me remind you, it is your place to raise your children, not the government. It's your place. It's your place. Not the school, but it's your place. You say, when I send them to school, the school ought to raise them. No, the school's to teach them, but you're to raise your children. Now, David, he said, help, Lord. His help was in God. Now, notice the rest of verse number 1. He said, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. In other words, you can't find many godly people today. It's kind of sad that we live in a generation, and it's the same thing in America. In David's day, there was godly men were getting fewer and fewer. His brother sure wasn't godly. His daddy wasn't really too godly. In a sense, he was, but he let a lot of things go on he shouldn't let go on. But the thing is, David couldn't find too many godly people. Now, that's the way it is in our day. Godly people are getting hard to find. And you can take the attitude of, well, preacher, we're living in the last days, and God said it'd be this way. Now, listen, I'm going to tell you something. The last days have been going on since the Apostle Paul. It's not time to throw our ticket away just because our train's going through a tunnel. Amen. I mean, listen, the church ought to be evangelizing. The church ought to be, and missions men will tell you right now, you go talk to them, we can't find people anymore to go to the mission field. You know why? You know why? Did you know other countries now are sending? I heard the other day, a few years ago, that I don't have facts to back it up exactly, but I heard this, and I'll say it like this, and I believe it was a factual statement. I heard that Australia, the country of Australia, is now sending missionaries to America. I heard about that. And I do know for a fact there was a man that from another country, I believe in South America somewhere, came to the United States and started a church. I do know that for a fact. He's a friend of mine. Now, let me tell you something. Folk, we are the land that God entrusted with the gospel. Christopher Columbus, when he discovered, when he set out in 1492 to discover, he said, I want to discover new worlds that I might evangelize the heathen. Now, The thing is, we're the same day David was in. Godly people are hard to find today. God help you grandmas, you ought to be godly. God help you grandpas, you ought to be godly. God help you mamas and daddies. Listen, we're failing. We're losing our young people. It's not entertainment and sticking them in some youth group so that they can get out of your hair for 15 minutes. Listen, you ought to get your family, take your family to church, and I personally believe families ought to grow up together on the pew. I believe that. Amen. I believe that families ought to grow in God together. I believe that. Amen. Now, let me give you, just read some scripture here from 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter number 3. And I want to read, begin in verse number 1. This know also that in the last days, and that's where we are, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. Now, boy, we're right there, ain't we? Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. Now, let me say this to you. God put that in the Bible. That's for our day. That was also in David's day. Well, the godly men, it ceased. You know, nowadays, we only hear about revival. We only hear about the moving of the Holy Ghost. And we've just thrown the towel in. We've waved the white flag. Now, that was not what David did here. David said, "Help, Lord." David prayed to God, and God brought revival to Israel. That for 80 years, Israel had a revival. If you think about it, I mean, now David fought wars, but David was king for 40, and Solomon was king for 40, and for 40 years, the land experienced a great spiritual revival. Now, in the latter days of Solomon, it began to go down. But let me say this to you. America can still have revival. Our churches is what needs revival. And we can still see a move of God. Now, if this Bible's real, and the Spirit of God is real, and He is, and it is, we can see a revival. All right, so I'm not going to debate with you about that. All right, now let me go on. There was a spiritual decline, of course, in the days of David, like our day. Now, let me look back for just a minute. I want to show you something. It wasn't always that way. Now, in 1 Samuel, chapter number 11, let's go back to the early days of Saul, verse number 14. Then said Samuel to the people, "Come and let us go to Gilgal and renew the kingdom there." And all the people went to Gilgal, and there they made Saul king before the Lord in Gilgal. And there they sacrificed sacrifices of peace offerings before the Lord. And there Saul and all the men of Israel rejoiced greatly. Now, Saul didn't start out that way. Saul started out spiritual. Saul started out right. Saul started out listening to the prophet, listening to the word of God, offering sacrifices, rejoicing. But somehow Saul became wicked in his heart and disobedient, and rebellion filled his heart. And so that's what got him into the days of where they were now. And so now they're living in a hard time. Amen. Now, godly men are in decline. And notice in our day, amen, the same things in our day, godly men are in decline. 2 Timothy 4, chapter 4, verse number 3 says this, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine." Brother, we're there today. Our churches right now would rather have some crazy idea. And I have to say this. I know it's a little tough. But men today are more about philosophy than they are about the Scriptures. If you sit down and talk to the average preacher, it is alarming what goes through his mind and his idea of church. Well, if we do this, we can get this crowd. If we do that, we can get that crowd. If we do this, we can get this crowd. Why don't we quit dividing people up all the time and have a solemn assembly, have an assembly and preach to them like the Bible said to? And if we do it God's way, we can see a revival. We could see our young people turn back to God. Our young people are never going to turn to God. And I'm not against young people. I want you to understand, I'm glad some of you young people write for my messages, and I'm glad you do, and praise the Lord, and some of you listen to me. I have young men come to me and say, "We listen to you on the radio." You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to preach the truth to you. I'm going to try to help you grow in the Lord, and I can't help what people think or say about me. I'm not in it for ego or for pride, but somebody has got to preach in this day and hour. Amen. I'm not. Now listen. I'm not the only tin can rattling in the alley. There's a lot of good preachers, all right? But I want you to know that, amen, the Bible said, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine." The Bible said, "But after their own lust," and that's what people live for today, what they want to do, "shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears," all right? Now, I'm going to stop right there a minute. I'm going to say something about that. The average church member today would rather hear some teacher than they would a preacher. I'm going to echo, although I've never met this man, but I'll meet him in heaven. I'm going to echo one of my mentors, Dr. Oliver B. Green. Now, Green said it this way, I'll say it, and I'm going to echo this statement. When talking about men that use other versions of the Bible to teach from, Oliver Green said, "I do not go to a trash can to get a piece of bread." And maybe that was some way close to what he said. And I have used the statement, "I do not go to a garbage dump to get a biscuit." Now, you say, "But they're a great Bible teacher." I want to help you about something. If they're really that great, why don't they use the book of God? If you study these other versions, and a lot of you preachers really don't take time. You're all about enlightenment. You're all about, I want to learn more and more, and I want to get deeply. Okay, that's good. But have you ever stopped to study where these other versions of the Bible come from? Have you ever stopped to study the wickedness that is behind some of this stuff so a few of these publishing companies can make a dollar? You've never stopped. And I'm not just talking off the top of my head or saying, well, you're a heathen if you don't use the King James. No, I'm not. What I'm telling you is I have studied and I found out where my Bible came from. And brother, I want to say to you, men today would rather have a smooth teaching. And by the way, when they get through with that, then they ain't going to want any kind of teaching. Amen. They ain't going to want nothing. Amen. And there's going to be a vacuum. This contemporary movement in our land is going to fall. I promise you that. Amen. And it would have in David's day. Saul was declining very fast in David's day. Now, Psalm 12, verse number 2, the Bible said they speak vanity, everyone with his neighbor, with flattering lips. And with a double heart do they speak. Boy, is that not the day we're living in? A double heart. Why, people have religion on Sunday and live like the devil on Monday. Amen. I mean, they really... Vanity here means false or smooth things. Did you know people are preaching... And by the way, we back in my day when I was growing up, we exposed the false cults by those who denied Jesus Christ. Nowadays, they do it subtle. They don't do it like they did back in the old days. You knew who the cults were. You knew who the false people were. But nowadays, it's worked into our churches. And nowadays, what we have is we have almost a charismatical charisma, a spirit that has moved across our land. And I go back to 2 Corinthians. And Paul talked about an unholy trinity. Paul said, if I preach another gospel, or if I preach another Jesus, or if there's another spirit. So today, men are preaching a false gospel. They're preaching baptism in order to go to heaven. I may have already covered some of this, but I'm going to say it again. And today, they're preaching a false Jesus. I say that my Lord was not a long-haired, dope-smoking hippie that went through Jerusalem patting everybody on the head and telling them how good they were. If that's your idea of Jesus, you've got the wrong idea. And then they have another spirit. Today it's get your miracle, get your miracle, come get your miracle. God's going to do. Listen, brother, there was a time when us Baptists believed in the Word of God. And we still believe in miracles, but there was a time when we believed that God didn't answer every prayer in the positive. Amen, amen. And I still believe that. It is not God's will to heal all sick people. For if it was, everybody'd be healed. And these faith healers, if they had the power to say they do, they could just snap their finger. I mean, if they had the power of Jesus, he just spoke the word and healed some people. Amen. So we're not going to get into that. But let me tell you, it's the same way it was. By the way, David's day was no different than our day. It's no different than Isaiah's day. Isaiah said this in Isaiah 30, verse number 10. He said, which say to the seer, see not, and to the prophet, prophesy not unto us right things, speak unto us smooth things. Prophesy deceits. Verse number 11 said, get you out of the way. Turn aside. I've got this scripture in here. I didn't even realize it was in here. All right, so I've added that. I'm going to do that in a minute. Let's see here. Where am I? Okay, my scripture, it didn't print out right, did it? Or I've lost my place. All right, let me go back here. Let me read verse number 11. Get you out of the way. Turn aside out of the path. There we are. Cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us. Now, what they do, there's a progression. They start out saying, teach us smooth things. Teach us deceits. And then finally they say, preacher, you get out of the way altogether. We don't need preaching. Boy, that's the way our church world is today. We'd rather have a skit, a drama, a play, some kind of fascinating service, some kind of this or that. But I tell you again, I'm going to say it again, for the benefit, amen, of the Word of God, and for the benefit of the preachers, and for the benefit of the old-time men of God, and for the benefit of the Christian, preaching will get the job done when nothing else will. Amen. Now, you can just put that where you want to. Let me read 2 Corinthians 11:4. And I believe I said something about this verse a minute ago, but I'm going to read it. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit, which ye have not received, or another gospel which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him. He said, if I had another man come and he's preached something else, why, you'd accept him. Why, this world will accept baptism to go to heaven, but it's false. This world will accept come get your miracle. This world, and brother, the sad part about it is our fundamentalists are accepting that. We are raising our young preachers. You young men are going to have to get away from the contemporary movement. And you're going to have to get some fire back in your bones. Along with your Bible knowledge, you need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. And you need to let the power of God reign in you when you preach. And it's not just an expository outline, fellas. You're going to have to preach the Bible with the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now, I say that without apology. Amen. I love you, but I'm trying to help a generation. Somebody said, well, Catherine's just hard. Catherine, no. Here's the thing about it. I'm trying to help people. I'm not in this for a dollar. I'm not in this for profit. And I'll tell you something else I'm not in it for. I'm not in it for my legacy after I'm gone. After I'm gone, you can do what you want to with my messages. Amen. God will do what he will with them. Brother, when I'm in the ground, I help man no more. When my body's 6 feet under the sod, then I help man no more. I can't come on the radio again. Now, I might come on by recording or something, and God might see fit to allow me to do that. But I'll say this to you. I want to help man while I'm here. Amen. I love you. I know some things I say is kind of hard, but hey, I'm just preaching the Bible. Now look at verse number 3. Psalm 12, verse number 3. The Bible said, the Lord shall cut off all flattering lips. Oh, there's going to come a day. And God's going to take care of some things. And the tongue that speaketh proud things. Look at verse number 4. The Bible said, who have said, with our tongue will we prevail? Our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? Now, boy, we're living in that day, ain't we? People say, I'm going to say what I want to. I've got a right. Well, who? There's nobody over me. There's no authority. You can live any way you want to, sin any way you want to. And, brother, that's the day we're living in, ain't it? And, by the way, this crowd, by their wanting their rights, they're taking yours in the churches. This crowd don't only want their rights. They want to take yours. They want to take away history. They want to take away the people that built this country, the old-time religion that built this country. And I still think we ought to sing, give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. Because, see, it will do when I'm dying. It will do when I am dying. It will do when I'm dying. For it's good enough for me. See, it was good for Paul and Silas. It was good for old Paul and Silas. It was good for Paul and Silas, and it'll be good enough for me. Well, give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. Amen. I want to tell you something, brother. That's what we need right now. Amen. In David's day, and this crowd stood up and said, well, who's Lord over us? We can say what we want to. And isn't it amazing today that this crowd wants to stop your free speech? But they can say anything they want to say. If we did some of the things in the name of religion that some of these people are doing today, they'd arrest us and throw the key away. But I tell you what we got to do while we've got some freedoms left in America is we need to... Well, friend, we come to the end of our radio broadcast for this February 28th Saturday and March 1 on Sunday. You've been listening to a message entitled, we're dealing with Psalm 12. In the study of the life of David, and we've been studying the life of David and then taking some of the corresponding psalms and preaching on them, and that's the longest running series that I ever did. Amen. 76 sermons I preached on the life of David, and ain't finished with it at all. And if the Lord leads, we'll go back to it sometime and record some more messages on it. I hadn't recorded any in a while on that. I want you to pray for us in these days. We're in this Reaching America project. Pray about that God will be pleased with it. Pray for our ministry, and God bless you, Lord willing. We'll talk to you again on next week is our prayer. Jesus. Well, friends, I want to thank you for listening to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. Address your cards and letters to the Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017.
I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn. I hope you'll tune in again on the same station at the same time for another Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast when we come and dine around the Word of God together.
All the time, He who fed the multitudes turned the water into wine to the hungry.